Dr. Joe Eastman is our COVID model expert. He's worked with NASA, the LTER, as well as also Colorado State University, currently part of the University of Texas Austin COVID modeling team. He's kind enough to join us from northern Minnesota to talk about the latest in numbers. Hi, Dr. Joe.
Hello, man. How are we doing this Friday?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm enjoying this dreary weather, but... We'll get there.
Well, are the leaves starting to change up there now? Are you starting to get that?
Oh, it's getting gorgeous, man.
Oh. Wow. It is one of my favorite times of the year. And boy, you're up by Grand Rapids area, correct?
Oh, yeah. Gotten into some fresh apples already and starting to enjoy the fall.
You've been raiding the neighbor's apple trees. Nicely done, Dr. Joe. So the last 2 years. What did we have? Summer got pretty well. We get back into the school year and numbers start going bad. That's what I was just talking to someone. I was reminding people that my son played baseball in summer of 2020. And so things had opened up somewhat and then things got really bad. Same thing happened in 2021. Things opened up through the summer. All of a sudden we got into school and things got really, really bad. Here we are. It's 2022. COVID is still around. Where are things? What are your models showing you right now in regards to the amount of cases as we are now moving through September?
Welcome to Groundhog Day, but not quite as bad. I just got a run just hot off the press. I put in the football stadiums and holidays and stuff like that, and this recent surge of activity here, starting with Labor Day and such. Sure enough, the model says we're going back up above 100,000 cases a day again, and likely around 500 to 600 deaths a day. So we're looking at a 9/11 a week again, and I don't see it changing in the near horizon, unfortunately.
Now, are you anticipating, I'm trying to, as we kind of look at this modeling thing, you know, one of the things you were very clear on last year was you kept saying, Matt, this is going to get bad. This is going to get really bad. And, you know, unfortunately, you were exactly right. Is there anything right now that's pointing to you saying that right now and on the horizon, and I granted, and we'll get to talking about variants here in a second, but it doesn't sound like there's any new major variants coming out, at least. Is there anything as you look at October, November, December that you're saying, oh boy, this is not going to be good?
One of my biggest concerns is this whole thing going on with the vaccination and the boosters. One thing people don't know about the boosters right now, if you didn't have Moderna or the full Pfizer regimen, you're not eligible for the new bivalent Omicron specific boosters. So that's another thing to think about, and I don't know, in a way the CDC kind of messed this up too. So but other than that, I do see some of the variants I mentioned before starting to creep into the picture right now. So I'll keep my eyes open and keep telling you what I see, and we'll have to go from there.
Well, and it's interesting. I got one for you, too. Okay, I'm very hesitant. I think the CDC has done a pretty good job. I think the Biden administration has done a very good job. I've been very happy here in the state of Minnesota with Governor Walz and the Department of Health here, how they've handled it. But I will say this. When I called over to the VA hospital, because I can get my shots to the VA, and they told me, oh, we don't even have the Omicron vaccine yet. I'm like, wait a minute here. How does the VA not have this? And to my mind, if you rolled this out in the beginning of September, how the VA system, which is once again full of people who are in the most dangerous category for coronavirus, how did they not get these shots first as they've gotten with some of these other immunizations in the past?
Yeah, it is really disheartening. It won't be available up here in northern Minnesota for about another week, unfortunately. And, I'm sitting in that vulnerable spot myself, and I really can't wrap my brain around it, Matt, why this has been handled the way it has. I mean, you treat the most vulnerable first. It's pretty obvious. And unfortunately, it's not happening.
The variants that are out there? I mean, it's we haven't heard that much about them. Although there was a little bit talk about the BA.2.75 starting to emerge in the Midwest. Where are we at right now with variants, and are you seeing any variants worldwide which are giving you a little bit of a concern?
Yeah, well, worldwide right now, where it seems to be okay. There's nothing really big on the radar currently. However, as I mentioned before, the BA4.6 and the BA2.75 are just slowly creeping into the picture right now. In fact, BA4.6 has overtaken the original BA4. And I think that's going to be probably our most likely candidate for causing another spike here over the course of the next few months.
Did that BA4.6, did that originate here in the United States, or where is that one from?
I would have to go back and look at my co-lineages. I can't remember off the top of my head right now.
So. Well, when you say you have to go look at your co-lineages, I'll buy it. Okay, no, you've got other things. You don't have to remember all this stuff, sir. Your mind is working. Your mind is working at a pretty top-notch level as it is. We'll skip on past that one. We had talked though about the fact that you had noticed variants emerging in India, variants emerging in South Africa, and it sounds like those areas have calmed down somewhat.
Yes, they have. In fact, I was just looking at the data there, but there was a kind of a disturbing study that just was published yesterday out of South Africa, and how quickly the efficacy of the vaccine and boosters are waning much quicker than they expected in helping us prevent further infection. It's pretty crazy when I think about it. But we're starting to get a lot of data now, and you're going to see just a kind of a flood of publications coming out. And I'll do my best to weed through them and pick out what I think is the most important. But it's a deluge right now, I must admit.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, sir, by all means.
There was one other thing that, like I said, we got enough time now. And I'm looking at another study published yesterday. And 2 years later, 1 in 5 people that were affected 2 years ago are still exhibiting long-term COVID. Jeez. And some of it is just surfacing now in terms of long-term COVID 2 years later. Think about that for a second.
Well, it's disturbing because there are so many people who are kind of this implication of, oh, this is all over, and it's not even close to being over. It still is pretty much the most prominent disease we have right now in the United States.
That's correct. I mean, a little sidetrack. I walked in the store with my N95 on the other day, and the clerk looks at me and says, "Dude, don't you know COVID's over?" And I just said, "Thank you, Dr. Trump University." it quickly deteriorated after that.
Well, and you talk about this, but I mean, there is that laissez-faire mentality. I mean, you said it, football stadiums. My gosh, I mean, University of Wisconsin, University of Minnesota. You got, the Packers at Lambeau, the Packers, well, they haven't played a game at Lambeau, but the Vikings played up at the U.S. Bank Stadium. Those are packed facilities. It's sitting, shoulder to shoulder, standing still for an extended period of time. And in many cases, especially in the covered stadiums, it's recycled air. I mean, it is basically, you might as well start licking Petri dishes at this point.
I agree. Couldn't agree more. And, get people screaming at the top of their lungs and expectorating things out like crazy. And it's just the fact we didn't continue with mitigation efforts for any of our stadiums or anything is just beyond my mind. I don't get it. I really don't.
Schools, there were some studies out that said a substantial amount of the students had already had COVID, or they might have had an asymptomatic version of it, but they had had some of the COVID at some point here. How are you expecting the classrooms to react this year? Are there any models on that right now?
we're going to, here's the thing. It's such a weak immune response in terms of long lasting versus being vaccinated. And again, our youth are under vaccinated. Parents are hesitant to get their kids vaccinated and such. And I think we're going to see another climb in school, not as bad as before, because, yeah, we do have some immunity in place. But you can expect the outbreaks in school to continue in the near future, for what I can tell right now.
But it doesn't sound like even if there is an outbreak, a lot of schools are going to be willing. I just got a notification from my kid's school district that they are going to, there's not going to be snow days anymore. That when snow days happen, they're just going to remote learn. So we're basically at the end of snow days now. So we got that notification, but yet I don't really have had anything too much in regards to, oh, by the way, if all of a sudden, say 10% of a specific classroom is infected with COVID, we're going to shut down that classroom. Those students will work remotely for the next week. There's nothing like that coming down at all, even though that this is still out there.
Yeah, it's very few and far between. There's some districts in California and across the United States that are still trying their best. They're generally in blue cities. I think they realize this. I mean, imagine your kids getting this long COVID and it doesn't show up until 2 years later. Mm. And there's another study out just 2 days ago where one in three people that had COVID that were unvaccinated don't show any antibodies anymore. Mm. So it basically goes away. Your immunity goes away rather quickly.
One in three, you said? If one in three unvaccinated people that got COVID, you said it was one in three have no longer have any antibodies in them?
That's right, after 1 year.
Wow.
It's scary. And then there's some reports of kind of a stealth, or I don't know what you call it. People get infected, but you don't have any symptoms, and then it's not detectable by a test. And so it just, they're basically going to keep spreading it right now. And I got to read up some more on that. I got to dig into that a little further. But all these different things are going on right now that just confuse the landscape. And for people who say this is over and act like everything's hunky-dory is just insane to me.
Dr. Joe, once again, joining us. So, Dr. Joe, to round up today here, it sounds as if, once again, go through the vaccination protocols. Make sure you're ready. Don't just go think that if you've not had any vaccinations that you can get the Omicron one, that you if you've had COVID, that there's a decent chance you don't have any immunity left in that, so you still need to get vaccinated. And as you've said in the long time, this is probably going to be something where every year we're going to have to get COVID shots from here on out.
And more than once a year, too, the more I look at the vaccine data that's coming out right now, we're going to have to, looking at least two, probably three times a year until we get a handle on all this. So
I want to tell the truth, I don't mind. I mean, it's a minor inconvenience considering how many. I've got friends who have long COVID, and it's just horrible there. So get vaccinated, wear a mask, and socially distance, and try to avoid, I guess, the best you can, any of these large group gatherings. Correct, sir?
That's right. And I'm grateful, as always, for your time, Matt.
No, sir, I am so grateful for your time. You are an incredibly smart individual. If more people like you were in charge, dear Lord, I think we'd be a much safer place, and we'd have a heck of a lot less dead people and a heck of a lot less sick people in this country. So anytime I can have you on my show, it is a privilege. All my best. I know you're going to go out there and do some volunteering for the Democrats here in this election season. Thank you very much for your service there, and thank you very much for joining us today, my friend.
You bet. I look forward to talking to you soon.